onto the harvest side of it, I've done swathing and I've done direct cut. Recently, I've went more to direct cut. I tend to think I pick up a little bit more yield. I think I lose test weight. My experience has been if I swath them and let them lay and let them sweat in the windrow, whatever you want to call it, I, for many, many years, like I said earlier, never had an issue with test weight. We'd get 40-pound test weight year in, year out. I think a function of that truly is also fan speed in the combine, and I think you have to, again, my situation is I'm growing for grain millers. That's my market. That's who I'm trying to provide for, so I'm trying to make sure I meet that spec. And so when I start combining, I'm out there collecting samples, weighing them up, trying to figure out what that test weight is early on in the harvest period and make sure I got my fan speed set where I want to. I tend, just from an experience standpoint, I find that if I can get a 35-pound sample at the co-op, it'll be 38 at their lab. I don't know what they do different. And there may be a few other things. When you store them, you know, I always, when I fill the bin, I turn the fan on so the lights are blowing out the top. My bin roof is a covered mess, but I do that. I prefer to vacuum when I pull them out of the bin and put them in the trucks for two reasons. One, I think you pick up test weight, and if you've ever been over to grain millers and sat in line for 5 hours and then pulled over to the dump and they find a little bug and then you have to go, they reject the load, your day is really, really, really gone downhill. So Bruce, number one, thank you for working on that that unload. But I do think you can blow out any live insects. And sometimes it's just one little teeny, I forget what kind of moth it is, but that'll be enough to reject a load. So I think you pick up test weight. I think you clean your oats on the way out. I would recommend always doing that as a truck leaves the farm. Back to the direct cut versus swathing. I've done a MacDon pull draper head. I've done that, which you're all familiar with. And I have a draper head on my combine now, and I take them straight. So, again, I'm targeting that 35-pound test weight in my grain tank on my combine. And then by the time I know I do my rest of my systems and I deliver it to grain millers, I'm 38 generally or above. In terms of timing of harvest, this is something I really wish I knew better. I read all this information that says, and we got some good information yesterday when that piece is yellow right underneath the panicle. I've never heard that before. I thought that was great because that's something I would like to watch. I think wait too long when I was swathing, and I think I had shatter loss, and I was actually dumping oats, shelled oats into the windrow or into the swath, and I couldn't pick them back up. So I think if I would have swathed them earlier, I think that would have been better for me. So I like the swathing idea for a couple reasons. Again, if it's a test weight concern. Number two, if there's some weed pressure out there, we all know that if we got some giant ragweed patches, if you can drop them into a windrow and let them sit there for a few days, you know, obviously they're going to run through the combine a little, you know, a lot easier. So it depends on the situation. I'm in a direct cut mode right now. I think I pick up a little extra yield. I think I give up a little test weight. So I might have to change my fan speeds a little bit more, but again, I'm trying to meet their expectations, and so those are the steps I go through.